Investing with Keynes, how the world's greatest economist overturned conventional wisdom and made a fortune on the stock market. Written by Justin Walsh and read by David Baldwin. John Maynard Keynes conferred a distinct glamour on the dismal science of economics. He was a Cambridge Don, key member of the Bloomsbury set, best-selling author, husband of a world-famous ballerina, father of modern macroeconomics, valued government advisor, ennobled member of the House of Lords, and midwife to the IMF and the World Bank. His bracing response to the doldrums of the Great Depression, "The patient needs exercise, not rest," heralded the Keynesian era of managed capitalism and pump-primed Western economies. Renowned almost as much for the variability of his opinions as for the vigor, style, and intelligence with which they were advanced, Keynes delighted in assaulting conventional wisdom and deployed pungent prose as his weapon of choice. Despite affecting an aristocratic disdain for the profession of money-making, Keynes was also an incredibly successful stock market investor. At the time of his death, his net worth, largely accrued through his investment activities and supplemented by judicious art purchases, amounted to the present-day equivalent of $30 million. The Cambridge College Fund, administered by Keynes, recorded a 12-fold increase in its value while under his stewardship, a period during which the broader market averages failed even to double. In his role as chairman of one of Britain's most venerable life assurance companies, his speeches were, according to a journalist at the time, so highly regarded by the city that his prediction of a trend was enough to jiggle the stock market. Keynes was that rarest of beasts, an economist who, having clambered down from his ivory tower, mastered the financial markets in practice as well as in theory. Notwithstanding his financial success, one might reasonably query how an analysis of Keynes' stock market techniques can profit the modern investor. Keynes was, after all, a child of the Victorian era and died three-quarters of a century ago. He lived in a different, more decorous time than our own. Keynes could have been describing himself when he conjured the image of the inhabitant of London sipping his morning tea in bed, languidly contemplating whether to adventure his wealth in the new enterprises of any quarter of the world. He invested in whaling companies and other now defunct industries and was directed by editors to ensure that his magazine articles were of sufficient length to allow readers to work through at least three glasses of port.